Welcome to another episode of the Golden Mile Project. We're your hosts, Hoda, Jack and Gleb. Today we're here with David Luskin. David, how are you?
How are you doing? How are you? Great to be here. Great to be here now.
Okay, then let's get started.
Have you ever walked the Golden Mile?
I have walked the Golden Mile, and I'm a little bit ashamed to say I haven't walked it in a while, but I have walked it. It's beautiful up there by the waterfall, and it's such an interesting place to have in Uachtaráid with nature and history and all that around us. It's a beautiful place.
Can you tell us a bit about Carb Cruises?
That's what I work at. I work at Carb Cruises. This year we'll be celebrating 50 years, bringing people out on the lake and maybe showing them off all the beauty that we have here. So my mom and dad started the business, bought the first boat, the Carb Queen, back in 1975, brought it back here. Myself and my brother Patrick then, ever since, after my dad's running the business, have been running it ever since. And we bring people from Cong, and we bring people also from Uachtaráid. And probably our main stop off would be Inchigill Island, and we show off the beautiful Inchigill Island and the Connemara Mountains and the lake. It's just a beautiful lake out there to be showing off. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a new boat for Uachtaráid. The Carb Queen will be moving on. That was 30 years servicing Uachtaráid. And our new boat then, I might as well tell you now, because it's going to be out soon, is the new name of that boat is going to be the Queen of Connemara.
Do you think Carb Cruises and the Golden Mile have anything in common?
Yeah, I think they have a lot in common. The Golden Mile and Carb Cruises, well, with Carb Cruises, of course, we'd be showcasing Loch Corrib and the islands that are, especially in Inchigill Island. So, and the Golden Mile showcases what we have around, say, the Owen Riff River here in the area. It showcases that when people come here, what they have here is just amazing. And sometimes I take it for granted myself what we have here. So when you're walking the Golden Mile, you can pick up on nature, all the nature around you. And then all the stone buildings. I think it's a great thing to be curious of why was that tower put there? And then you can look back and see, okay, that's why it was put there. Or why was there years back a linen factory put there? And then you can get into, sometimes when I used to go up to the Golden Mile, which I should do again, You pass by the workhouse, and that tells me, my God, we're so lucky today that we can wake up, we have our lunch, we get lunch at school now. The kids that were in the workhouse and the people that are in the workhouse all that years ago, we're really lucky, but that's the way times were then. So, and then when you go comparing it to Carb Cruises bringing people out onto Inchigill Island, you see the old churches out there, St. Patrick, and all around you see pre-Christian sites, and it gives you a great insight, and I think it inflames in me a bit of curiosity and, well, why were they put here? And then you can learn an awful lot from the past. So I think, yeah, they have a lot in common, the two of them.
Can you tell us a bit about the lake?
Loch Corrib is, it's a very unique piece of water we have here. So, like, you can go through all the size of it, 68 square miles. They say 365, some people say 377 islands. And I think it's kind of the lake itself has formed the way a lot of us people around the lake are, because we're drawn towards, and we're so lucky to have it. There are people living, I suppose, in other parts of the country and the world, they don't even have a lake like that. Do you know what I mean? The lake, I suppose, as a natural source of fresh water, it's unbelievable. And I think, I'll be honest, I've been on the lake 40 years and I've only keyed into that maybe in the last 20 years. When you meet people from other parts of the world, maybe deserts or whatever, and they're telling us about water shortages, water drought. Now, what we have on Loch Corrib is a huge natural reservoir of fresh water, and so important to look after it and all that kind of stuff. I think, I'm guessing, because I've got figures on another river, but the Owen Riff River would probably, and I may be wrong on this, but to give you an idea on it, would feed into Loch Corrib, and that's only one of about 15 rivers, about 4 to 5 million gallons of fresh drinking water every hour. And that's just one river feeding in. And we've all that on tap, fresh water. And then, of course, which I think people are getting more tuned into now, is that we have to mind that. We have to mind the environments that are around us and all that. So Loch Corrib, it's such a precious and beautiful place as well. Of course, it feeds from Loch Mask, north of us here, so there's big springs feeding up there. Then you've got underground rivers, so it's filtered through limestone caverns. And then you've got rivers like the Owen Riff River coming in, you have the Dougherty River, you have so many rivers coming in there. And its main outlet then, of course, is Galway City. So it's just a flush of fresh water all the time. Brilliant, brilliant and beautiful lake.
What is the most beautiful thing about the lake?
Okay, the most beautiful things about Loch Carrib, I think, are the mountains, Connemara Mountains, especially up the north shore of the lake here. So we have all the Connemara Mountains. And when you're out on Loch Carrib, which we often complain about is Irish weather. Look at today, you know, it's raining like hell out there. But every hour you're out there is uniquely and beautifully different from the next, because you have different lights, you have different shadows and all that. Then you have islands, and I think for one good thing about the lake is, and again, I'd always say, when you're going out on the lake, be prepared. Yeah. Have every preparation possible, life-saving equipment, whatever like that. But when you're going out with a friend, you're going out there, and it's the solitude of it, it's an escape. So if you're going to work or if you're going to school, you're stuck in traffic and you're there and you're that. But when you're out on the lake, you've just that freedom. And then you go around a little corner, around an island, and then you see another part of the lake. So it's all different, beautiful, different scenes all the time, Loch Carrib. That's my thing, is the most beautiful part of it.
Do you think places like Carrib Cruises are important for tourism and the Golden Mile Carrib Cruises?
Yeah. Yeah, the two of them are very important for tourism because, again, they're showcasing what we have here. So, say if you take Uachtarard, because it's connected with the Golden Mile and Loch Carrib, to have those on our doorstep. Now, say Loch Carrib, for tourism-wise, say one example, you get a lot of French here. The French love Connemara. And there was a singer out in France, Michel Sardou, and he sang the song Le Lac de Connemara. Now, he was never here, but that's got this imagination going with the French people. And on their holidays, they come to Connemara. And then what we have here, Loch Carrib, is the largest lake in Connemara, largest lake in the Republic of Ireland, but also in Connemara. So for tourism-wise, brilliant for the area. And then also the Golden Mile. You have all your walks, and it's a mile. So anybody, you don't have to be an Olympic runner to do it. You can do that and you can see so much in that mile. So it's for all ages. Very important for tourism, yeah.
Nice. What is your favourite hobby?
My favourite hobby is, I think two of them would be, I like going to football games. My son John is here in the school, he plays a bit of football. So I like going to his games, football games and soccer games and all that kind of stuff. And again, do you know what, I'm just a fanatic on the lake. I love going out maybe fishing or in the fishing boat and just relaxing. I wouldn't be a great fisherman, but if I come home with a trout, and I'd be just happy enough. Yeah, I'm happy enough with fishing and a bit of GA, I think, is supposed to be the main two hobbies I have.
What do you hope people learn from this podcast?
I think one of the main things I wish people would learn from this podcast would be how beautiful their surroundings are, and they have them on the doorstep. They don't have to drive 100 miles to get to it. It's right on the doorstep. And to be inquisitive of how older buildings and things came around. And I hope that people, and I think people are, would be to look after their environment and know, well, this fresh water is here for thousands of years, so try not to ruin it now or try and enhance it in a way that it will be cleaner. And I think people are learned that anyway, and I hope they continue to do so.
Thank you for listening to another episode at Our Project. We were your hosts, Cleb, Jack and Holly. Thank you for giving your time. We hope you enjoyed. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to come in. Thanks a million.
This podcast was funded by the Irish Community Archive Network, an initiative of the National Museum of Ireland, delivered in partnership with the Heritage Council, Galway County Council Heritage Office.